Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
I definitely had a little more adrenaline waking up today. It was hard for me to eat. But I prepare for moments like this. I do the same routine and the same process every day throughout the year. Not to be too cliche, but like, I know exactly what I need to do to prepare. I know every minute of the day exactly what I need to be doing when I'm at the field to prepare. And then from there, you just let the adrenaline take over and honestly just make you better. Make the stuff tick up a little bit.
That was Jameson Taillon talking about his routine, and it resulted in a 3-1 win. Taillon went 4 innings, gave up 2 hits. That was it to go with 4 strikeouts. I think he had a little bit more in the tank against the Padres. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And this is really building off of a discussion that we had yesterday when we were live at Gallagher Way. Jameson Taillon wanted the ball. And Mark, it was you who brought up the point that not only did he want the ball, he wanted a starting pitching assignment in this, but I don't think he was going to be okay if he didn't have one. How did you put that? That he was so wanting to be out there that he didn't like not being in that position.
I felt differently about him in that game yesterday than I did. And I would say every single one of his other starts, like Jameson Taillon, like since he's come to the Cubs, has had nice moments and has been pretty good, but also very unpredictable. Like you don't know what you're going to get out of Jameson Taillon. He's going to give up a bunch of home runs. He's going to give up runs in the first inning. Like, but in this case, just his whole demeanor, everything about him, I was like, let me get behind this guy. It felt good having Jameson Taillon, this weathered veteran, a guy who, you know, signed a nice deal, 3-year deal with the Chicago Cubs, or was it a 4-year deal? But he signed deal, 3-year deal with the Cubs. Goes out there, 4 innings, did not allow a run. And guys, it was from the start. When I want to be behind him. He struck out Fernando Tatis to begin the game. Swing and miss, swing and miss, swing and miss. Like, that was some hardcore stuff, and that's what I knew. It was like, okay, this is a different Jameson Taillon. I can get behind that. I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to get out of that guy today, and that is goodness. And that's probably the first time I've said that about a Jameson Taillon start.
Well, it's interesting because he had to wait 3 years since making his first playoff start when he was with the Yankees. And you could tell he was biding his time, right? He's been so good since he's come back from a couple of different injuries. And if you look just over his last 7 regular season starts, he hadn't given up more than 2 runs. So he kind of set the stage for this in a way. And I said after his last start against the St. Louis Cardinals in the regular season, I said, that's a guy I want to have the ball over Shota Imanaga, amongst a chorus of others, in a playoff situation. And I was like, game 3, that's easy. Jameson Taillon, go. And now I'm just like, how early can they get him in this next series?
Oh, yeah, and he really did set the tone. That was a 3-pitch at-bat to Fernando Tatis Jr., the guy who, as Russ mentioned, he can change your game with one single swing. That's what he does. And to be able to be like, nah, dude, not only am I going to show you what's up today, you're batting leadoff, well, I'm here to greet you, 3 pitches. sit down with the sweeper. He's made adjustments again and again and again this season. He's gone through seasons in a season. He gave up a lot of home runs. We've talked about that before. Just his aptitude for giving up a long ball. That was not what we saw yesterday. And I liked, Mark, what you said about like him wanting to be out there so much that he didn't like not being out there. And I said, he's a leader. That's what he does. And I feel like that has been the case. He has been a steadying presence. He has been one of those leaders on the team that you've seen. We ask Ian Happ about him for a reason. Jameson is never afraid to tell you how he's going to adjust. He's like, hey, I brought in this kick change. One of the few good parts of that ABC broadcast with Ben McDonald was him showing you the mechanics of the kick change and why it was able to work for him and how it released off of the fingers. And that was what he was able to do and use it to his advantage. And then to up the ante, he knew exactly what was happening on that stage. It's almost like he brought the crowd in with him to strike out Gavin Sheets swinging at the end of the second. You saw that fist bump. You saw him rock. Like he had met that moment completely.
Yeah, I love seeing competitor Tyone because he's such a laid-back, well-mannered dude. We've had him on The Score, and he's just awesome. So you don't know if he's got that nastiness in him, and I felt like he absolutely had that, and somebody was backing it up saying that was absolutely the best stuff he's had in his Cubs tenure. And I think that the case can be made for it. Certainly the magnitude with which we were watching the game, and that's like a great example of how things change in the postseason. You don't know who's going to get the right adrenaline rush and be on point that maybe, in my case, you couldn't predict what Jameson Taillon was going to do. So it just portends so well for however long this goes on. And maybe that's his shining moment, but I feel pretty good about Jameson Taillon even in this series against Milwaukee.
But it was even the way he went after the batters the second time through the order. You know, he strikes out Fernando Tatis swinging at the end of the third, and that's a three-pitch at-bat. He's like, come get some more of this. Sweeper, sit down. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just so impressive to see him on that stage with that crowd behind him. You know, I think it was Curtis Granderson who said that the crowd was waiting for something to happen yesterday. And he said that before the game. And I feel like that was not the case here. That crowd got behind him immediately, and he showed up.
The thing I love about it is how he was just relentless. And that's why everybody got so upset when he got pulled after four innings, because you could see the train was moving. Why would you take the train off the tracks? 60 pitches, 43 for strikes, 11 strikes swinging. And that's coming off his last start, I mentioned, against the Reds, in which he had 15 strikes swinging. That's his second highest total of the entire season. So to understand that he's kind of peaking at the right time, and almost in a way, the injury helped keep some of those pitches out. He had more bullets to fire. He's not going to run out of bullets this season. He's not in this Matthew Boyd situation where like, oh, he hasn't thrown this many pitches. No, he's right where he's supposed to be, and it's just going to be a matter of Craig Counsell now lining up his guys in the way he wants them when you talk about the starters in this series.
And I don't think the Cubs have a shortage of guys saying, give me the ball, but it's always nice to show them why you asked. And I feel like that's what we saw out of Jameson Taillon. Here's what Craig Counsell had to say about J-Mo yesterday.
When you're going tonight's game, we kind of had a plan of like he was probably going to get to the lefties spot pocket in their lineup again, and you know it was like how many outs can he get, and to get 12 outs and 14 hitters, that's like it puts the game like with a possibility that it's going to work, you know, in terms of using all your bullpen guys and getting matchups that you want. So I thought the game was about what Taillon gave us at the start. I mean, I thought it was absolutely crucial. We knew we were going to have a couple guys that were going to have to work really hard. But with him giving us four innings and getting 12 outs, really put it together.
Those moments where he walked off the field after a strikeout are just dominating. Like that gives me chills just thinking about watching it yesterday.
And that said, Layla, even what I said about like feeling good and wanting to march behind him, I did not have a problem with Craig Counsell taking him out after four innings. You got greatness out of him for four innings. He has given up a bunch of home runs this year. It was like, okay, there you go. Leave it right there. So I don't know. I didn't have an issue with that.
So I was at the game, and I was surrounded by meatballs, and I was surrounded by maybe the king meatball of all Chicago. I was an impossible patty around all these meatballs. So this guy could not comprehend that Caleb Thielbar was coming in. So he said, we got to get Counsell out of here. Counsell's got to go. Why? How's he taking out Taillon? Not just kept calling him Jameson Tylone the whole game.
You knew somehow, some way, the name is going to get a little altered.
Are they going to take out Tylone?
I got to admit, I said Garrett's for Garrett Popcorn. I was like, oh no.
Garrett Tylone?
And not Garrett, Garrett's.
Oh, very nice.
Garrett's Popcorn. Oh, guys. Mm. Like, it happens to the best of us. Tylone did well. To say the least. And you know, you're right, Mark. He talks to the media. He's been on The Score, of course, a bunch. He's a huge part of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon as a cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. He's been one of those people who wants to be, I think, not just an example, but a leader on this team. And I feel like that was on display yesterday.
The one reason why I'm completely with Mark, and I've been leading the charge to say Jameson Tylone is, without Cade Horton, the best pitcher, available to Craig Counsell, is because you mentioned the home runs.
Yeah.
He gave up 22 home runs in the first half in 95 and a third innings. 22 and 95 and a third.
And I think there were a lot of solos.
Wasn't it the most starters?
He was leading baseball in home runs allowed.
It was crazy.
Meanwhile, in the second half of the season, in only 34 and a third innings, he's only given up two.
Great stuff.
I mean, that's adjustment. Like, he will do that, and he understands that it's a season-to-season process. Like, that's what makes me the most amazed by him. He'll just be like, oh, this pitch isn't working for me. Like, for a while, he had to eliminate the sweeper. He's like, no, this is going to work for me this year. I'm going to bring it back. This segment is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. So we've talked about J-Mo on the mound. But really, I think so much credit, as we mentioned in the beginning of our show in the 10 o'clock hour, Mike Schilt did it too, goes to Dansby Swanson being not only playoff Dansby, but I mean, how many defensive runs saved was he worth in this series? You know, extra bases, taking away hits, Nico takes away a hit. But Dansby and Nico, I think both really also showed how they've been able to lead as well.
Here's the question. When you think of Dansby Swanson in this particular series, what play stands out to you the most? Because for me, it's when he goes out to center field with a runner on third, less than two outs, makes the play, turns around, like, you think you're going somewhere? No, that saves a run right there.
Look, he had two. I don't know if you guys read about this, but he had some. I think he was the leader before the playoffs started in some like real talk meetings that the team had about their offense and starting to put things together a little bit. So, like, if we're talking about his leadership skills, they're real. And what I love about it, too, is, man, it's like this guy got paid a lot of money. He's a former number one overall pick in his life, and he cares like crazy. Like, because it could go either way with guys that get paid. He's one of those guys. He wants to win. Like, that's all he cares about at this point. So you've got him sort of in his prime of thought process, where there's nothing more important to him other than his family than winning baseball games.
Well, and that's part of this, too. We don't know these people as playoff players. You know, we don't experience that side of them on this team with this manager. We hadn't done that until now, outside of Ian Happ. You know, we hadn't been able to know what that was going to bring. And there are players, as we've talked about, who do have that extra gear in the playoffs. There are pitchers, relievers, for example, who have a lower playoff ERA for their career than they do in the regular season. You know, that is an example of what that means to them, how they, for whatever reason, are able to dial it up. Dansby, in that game, shows you that there is another level to his game defensively, even out of what we've seen, and it is in that playoffs.
It's a question of who shines brightest when the spotlight is also the brightest, because, you know, it's out there on a lot of people, right? But do you make the most of your moments? Every time there was a moment for him, he stepped up. And defensively, knowing what this team's reputation was coming into the season and then how it played out for the defensive metrics and everything else, with him and Nico up the middle, double play combination, it's looking like one of the best, if not the best, in baseball right now.
To what you were saying, Layla, too, about we don't know what these guys are in the playoffs or what they'll be like, I think the best example of that, and this is not like part of the leadership conversation necessarily, but Daniel Palencia. we didn't know what we'd get. I remember at the beginning of this year, he's saying, I don't know if you're going to get a guy who is too, you know, he's a very emotional player. Is that going to get the best of him? Seems like it was the converse of that, that the adrenaline, the hype, the pump did Daniel Palencia well. He was the key to that first win, absolutely, and then he gets in again, and he has been very good.
Let's also listen to what Daresby had to say at the podium on the defense of the Cubs team.
I mean, it's kind of been a staple of our group all year, just with we have so many talented defenders and guys that can prevent runs being scored. We talk about it all the time. Winning baseball is a race to 27 outs. The quicker you can get there, you know, obviously the more games that you're going to win. And just for us this series, that was such a big part of why we won. I mean, San Diego is an unbelievable team. They have such a deep pitching staff, and obviously great hitters as well. And so being able to just limit them in opportunities to score was huge for us, and, you know, end up making a big difference.
Stansley Swanson.
Stansley Swanson. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. But I think Dansby, he can say that it was a part of the team and it was built in, and I understand all of that, but it was 100% on display and absolutely the main reason why they won yesterday.
I love the understanding of how we got here and then trying to figure out if what we've seen to get here can go further. And that's why I'm excited about this particular series between these two teams who know each other so well. They know who Dansby Swanson is in Milwaukee. Not that Mike Schilt didn't beforehand, but it's going to be interesting as far as a game of chess between Pat Murphy, between Craig Counsell, and understanding how you use these chess pieces. And I'm wondering where that experience of playing in 40 playoff games now for Dansby. So that's a fourth of a season that he's played just in the postseason.
I will take a three-run homer out of him, though. Here's a question for you, Marshall.
I love questions.
I'd like you to take a stab at this as well, but I know he likes these on-the-spot kind of questions here. Would you rather, for this game coming up, that Dansby Swanson makes two spectacular plays in the field, or he hits a two-run homer?
I'll take the two spectacular plays in the field if they are run-saving, because I think other guys are going to hit for the Cubs.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great answer. Just on the spot, I would say I'll take the two-run homer.
You know what I'm going to say.
Two-run homer?
Bopper.
You are team offense. Bopper! Bopper
Layla. I love Bop.
I'm Bopper.
But if you
Bopper.
Can't, but Bopper. If you can't Bop, then do what you did and take some runs away from other people.
Well Wait, said.
Are, make you, somebody else's day miserable
can
if you can't improve
Bop?
Your own.
Well, are,
yes.
In this scenario, does that mean? I mean, he's not making any errors if he hits the two-run Bop, right?
No errors. We'll
okay,
call
then
that.
I'll go with you, Layla.
Yeah,
I'll go with
that
the Bop.
Delves into sports monkey's paw.
And
if it's errors, because then your choices are cursed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another segment we used to do. We need to bring back the sports monkey's paw.
Yeah.
Actually.
I was selling reason, that on the red line yesterday.
Mark, the only reason I'm changing up here is because I remembered who's actually starting that game for the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow.
Yes.
You need Mr. those two Peralta. Runs against Freddie. Yeah, you need those two runs against Freddie Peralta, because I don't know how many they're going to get total. I just know they're going to do better than what I think I saw the first two games of this past
Look,
series.
Man.
What are you two giggling about over
Grody.
Here?
Grody!
What?
They're selling the monkey's paws on the red line.
No, I sold to him the concept of the monkey's paw on the red line.
Robbie and I misheard the same exact thing.
I wish it had stayed ambiguous and confusing to you guys.
Was like, there's some monkey paws on the red line? Like,
You'll be sorry.
No, it was kind of cute. The three of us rode the red line back from Wrigley yesterday, and so we were all, you know, there's kind of a mental exhaustion after you do a four-hour show. There just is.
Yes.
So when we weren't just looking at our phones, Layla was talking up the monkey paw.
Yeah, because Gustavo, friend of the show, the listener Gustavo, pointed me out to the scene of the monkey's paw, and I had created the segment. Ray remembers this with Dan.
Oh, yeah.
The monkey's paw, and it was talking about the draft choices made in 2017 by the Bears.
Bears.
Yeah. Robbie, you were going to say something.
Oh, I was going to say, Grody's in a sports coat. You look good.
That's right.
We were going to see how long it took before somebody noticed.
Yeah, Grody, you look handsome. And
Thank
a commenter
you.
Said, you're wearing a sports groat.
Oh, sports groat.
Sports groat.
This is a sports groat, yes. Yeah, I'm actually going across the street today to do some Bears. Somebody in this town has to talk Bears. So Lou and I over at Fox 32, Lou Canellis and I will talk Bears for the city. I'm doing this for
like
the city.
I feel like almost every day.
Yeah, well, we're not talking enough Bears. No, look, the Bears are on the back burner understandably. But like Lou and I said, we get somebody in this town needs to talk Bears. So I will go across the street after this.
Very handsome young man you are.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I do feel good. I do feel well. And I said this the other to you guys off the air. I wore like something similar to this. I looked really good one day out at House Hall because I was doing television or something. And no, I was emceeing an event, but that doesn't really matter. And everybody, all my colleagues at Hallis Hall were like, oh my God, you look great. Wow. Like just shocked. And I realized it was very nice. The compliments were nice, but it made me think, what must I be looking like on the other days? They like Mark Potash actually used to say this about me. He said, you always come in looking like you look good, but you look like you had a good time the night before.
What the hell?
Like he says, my hair is always a little bit out of joint. He says, it's like a good thing. You always look like you had a good time the night before.
He said that
about me and Nick Friedel. Friedel was the other one who they said he always looks like
his laugh.
Yeah.
Why was Friedel working yesterday, by the way, during the Cubs game? He was like reporting on Jonathan Kuminga, and I was like, wait, where are you? Why are you doing this? You watch Cubs.
He was at Warriors Media Day, right?
Yeah, but why?
Because Kuminga side is a big deal.
But where is he working?
In San Francisco.
He did cover the Warriors for a long time,
but
no?
On what platform is this content living?
Journalist.
That's my point.
Yeah. Right. So he
and instead of watching Cubs playoffs, which Nick loves, Nick was a cutaway in Game 7.
You're right. He is about as big of a Cubs fan as this town has seen.
And you're right to identify him by the laugh. I think about it every time. Just wear a Flag and Anthem golf polo. They make a million of them.
They do.
Yeah. The Friedel laugh.
I got to hear it.
Good.
Wow. I'm a little off on it.
Coming up next on Raheemy Harris and Grody, we want to get into a little more playoff talk because Marshall Harris says this Brewers team might just be a better matchup for the Cubs and the Padres. So we'll let him cook on that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How do you anticipate the environment will be like in Milwaukee going up there with your club for a playoff series?
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
Get your roll on. in the words of the Cash Money crew, specifically Birdman, if I can give you one piece of advice this weekend, get your roll on. I feel like that's where we should start and end. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Old school Cash Money is my love language.
It's all good. So you're going to roll one? You're going to smoke, roll and smoke it, Layla? Is that what you're saying?
Get your roll on is not about that.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Hilarious. Actually,
I don't know where to begin. You just need to look up the lyrics and they're not safe for work. So there's that.
Love that.
Yeah, V12 or better, though. On. Don't forget about that.
Marshall would like to sing.
No. I know how you feel about singing.
No. As long as I'm not talking, that's all. That's the distinction. Anthony Herron had a habit of continually singing while I was trying to talk. Layla, you can probably imagine that when you're trying to host a show, and if Anthony Herron is singing to you, it's not going to work.
Oh, no, it is for me. Like, I'll just delve into the rest of the lyrics host the show. And then I'll just be like, V12 or better, no itch, strictly leather.
Is it me then? It's just me. I'm not capable of handling it.
What'd you say?
I'm not going to continue the rest of the lyric.
The FCC won't allow it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's Friday, Layla.
That doesn't matter.
Let your hair down. Oh, wait, it's already down.
It's already down. So I want to get into what you said in our meeting backstage, which was not about the Cash Money crew, but it was about some more cash money that could be made by the Cubs if they advance. You think the Brewers are actually a better matchup for them than the Padres, Marshall? Tell me why you think that.
I think they're a better matchup because, one, there's familiarity. Two, actually, let me scratch that. One, they don't have Mason Miller and the rest of that Padres bullpen. That's number one.
Didn't even pitch yesterday.
So if you fall behind, there is a chance to actually come back. Two, the Brewers and Cubs played 13 times this season. The Cubs won the majority of those matchups. Narrow margin. Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. A narrow margin, 7-6. But I think this Cubs team is playing better now than the Brewers were the last time we saw them on the field. They did not exactly blaze into October, okay? They're a team that held on to win the division, largely with help from the Cincinnati Reds in that four-game sweep. And I just don't look at that team, especially not knowing Brandon Woodruff, especially not knowing if Jacob Mizorowski is even like that guy anymore. I don't see them as a scary team. They are a team that is very good. They are a winning team. They play winning baseball, winning brand of baseball. But when you look at them, they're not scary in the same way that the Padres were. Fernando Tatis, who the Cubs shut down. Manny Machado, who the Cubs, for the most part, minus that big home run, shut down. I look at this team and I say, oh, those are guys you could look across from and say, we can beat them because we're better at them in certain areas.
The opponent is known. Like, yes. You're very familiar with the opponent. More so than as I think what Ian Happ appropriately pointed out, they hadn't seen San Diego since April. And that's when the Cubs were very much on a tear. I would like to give an award coming up for this series. I feel like we identified it last series. We have to give it again this series. The Mark Rohde Pain in the Ass Award goes to Bryce Terang.
I'm so with you on that.
That guy. They finally moved him up in the lineup to third. Jackson Churio, I think, gets honorable mention. You know who Christian Yelich is. You know what he can do.
Yeah, I'll throw you a Contreras brother, too.
But Bryce Terang, yeah, and we just named the 1-4 hitters in the lineup. But yeah. Bryce Terang, for me, I was like, God, it's him again?
And he's really again? Fast, too. He thinks he's PCA. I don't think so.
Well, I will say this about Mr. Terang. He has an OPS career against the Cubs. Well, actually, this year, the OPS was 693. It felt like more than that. There was a 13-game span where he had a 902 OPS, and that's where I really hated him. So that's why he gets the Mark Grody Pain in the Ass Award.
I support it.
Can I be the one to say that I don't agree with the assessment here?
Please do, because Russ talked us down on Luis Arraez, and he ended up being correct on that.
Well, Dansby neutralized him.
That's true.
Yeah, that was a lot of that had to do with Dansby, but the guy on my television screen right now, he just happened to come up as I was saying it. Christian Yelich is the one you got to worry about. He's the one, because he's the one who's been doing it for so long that it is expected. You don't even question whether or not Christian Yelich is going to do his thing against the Cubs.
Remember when we were like, oh, he's got a bad back. What does that mean for his career? Nothing, apparently. Nothing.
And if we were doing a Sandlot draft, would not the first couple of players be Brewers? Would it not be Freddy Peralta and Christian Yelich as
your
two?
I'd throw Woodruff in there if he's healthy.
Well, yeah. Yeah, Woodruff does not have the same. Yeah, well, thank you. Lawrence is enjoying me right now.
Mark Brody has a blazer on the score.
What exactly is he enjoying?
I think he was looking at my like, yeah, fair enough.
Because no context, just
the DJ wore what? So it's
no,
one of my favorites.
I'm wearing a sports jacket because I'm doing some television stuff with Fox 32 afterwards. So people are looking at me funny right now, which just means I have to step up my everyday dressing.
That jacket bears. Pleases me.
Yeah, yeah. You never realized how attractive I was until this day. I'm shocked. You did not realize that I was.
I've always
cute.
Known you've been a handsome young man, but now today,
now really,
ooh,
it's,
Mark,
it's
around the corner, there's a suit bag with my jacket piece. In it, and I should I have changed to match your.
Absolutely. Well, you're the real TV guy here. So, I mean, like, you could give me. Do you have any translucent powder or something?
I do. I got you.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh,
of course
nice.
I do.
Maybe a little something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Just I got you. Okay. All right. Anthony Herod has texted in with song lyrics.
As he should.
I'm the only one who can't handle singing while talking.
No,
I
read,
guess.
Those lyrics.
He said,
read those lyrics.
Read those
lyrics. Read the lyrics.
Come on, Layla. It's Friday. Let loose, girl.
I can't. It's Let not that. Loose. It's about having a job.
Don't worry about
he
that.
He says, in rhythm, he somehow managed to text in rhythm. I bleep these bleeps after our shows.
Wait.
I love it.
I bleep these bleeps. I don't get it.
We'll
don't
play say the bleeps. The rest of
big
that.
Big
we'll
timers. Everybody get your roll on. You could look up the lyrics at home.
Oh, it's still an extension of
the song
Layla
was singing. I went to the concert at UIC. I'm pretty sure I saw Big Cat there, by the way.
Bro,
dude, seriously, I'm lost. Like, it's a Friday. You have lost me to the Cash Money Crew. You want to know what I'm doing this weekend? Cardio to the Cash Money Crew. I'm going to get on a treadmill and just start dancing and fall off the thing.
You're also watching the Cubs. And the Brewers, the beginning of a series that will only last four games.
What do you know about that, Milwaukee? What do you know about old school Cash Money Crew?
Yeah, you know nothing.
Some of y'all weren't even born.
How about Blink-182, Layla?
Jacob Mizrowski knows nothing about that.
We never talked Riot Fest.
You ate my beer!
Okay.
We didn't.
Blinkety blink.
You're right, though, about Christian Yelich, Marshall. It's disgusting.
I mean, you could take Bryce Terang, but I'm just telling you, for me, personally... Every time that man steps to the plate against the Cubs over the course of the next could be three, could be four, could be five games, I'm going to hold my breath in a way that I don't think I even did when anyone from the Padres was at the plate. Because that's how long the history of Christian Yelich terrorizing the Cubs is.
312 has a point. The pain in the ass award could also be given to Andrew Vaughn, who changed the entire fabric of the division. Andrew Vaughn got demoted. Aaron Civale asked to be traded. If Aaron Civale hadn't asked to be traded, would the Brewers have Andrew Vaughn?
He is baseball Patrick Williams.
The fact that we all pause.
That's a great question.
What if Aaron Civale had said, I'm really happy being here, built for fall, yada, 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 team player, and like never said a word?
Is Aaron Civale going to face him in this series? That's what I want to know. Is Aaron Civale going to face?
That's what the people are waiting
Andrew
for.
Vaughn.
Then it all implodes, right? Does it implode in some way? Like, did we mess up the space time continuum in doing so?
Just a small tear through the fabric of the space time continuum. Never hurt anybody, right? Small tear.
But if he hadn't asked to be traded, they wouldn't have given him Andrew Vaughn, and that's when they went on the tear.
Now that I can say is true. He went on. You know what? And he had a bad August after the tear. And but then he came back in September and OPS'd over 900. Andrew Vaughn, I'm saying.
Yeah. And he's batting sixth in their lineup right now.
I still don't fear Andrew Vaughn in this series. He's not the one I'm circling.
But it's the whole madcap nature of it. That Aaron Civale ends up being one of the most influential people in the division this year. Simply because he asked to be traded.
Yeah.
And now he's back in the division.
Will Aaron Civale pitch in this series?
Yeah, that was a good question. We didn't see him in the last one, and I for sure thought we would.
It's a fresh arm.
I think it all depends on how the guy I think is going to start on tomorrow pitches in Colin Ray. I could be wrong. It might not be Colin Ray, but Colin Ray makes the most sense. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Grody. Colin Kay makes the most sense.
Thank you. Thank you.
Colin Kay, his last two starts, he's, 18 strikeouts over his last two starts?
11 in one of the games, yeah.
And then seven.
Yeah.
So I think that the question should be asked is Colin Ray going to be out there? And if he's going to be out there, can he give him 5-6 innings?
We've also had a nomination for PITA award from Dino in Mount Greenwood. He says Sal Frelick.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a good submission.
Yeah, it's not
a
bad one. Old Sal Frelick.
Is he back at the top of the order, Sal Frelick? Or?
No, because it's been, well, the last three games it was Yelich. But I don't know what they're going to do for the playoffs. I don't know how much it's going to change for them. Like, the last one for them was Yelich, Churio, Terang, Bauer, Sal Frelick. Of course, Bauer's, I think it's because it was handedness. He's a lefty. Frelick, Durbin, Isaac. That was the last day lineup. That doesn't count. Yelich, Churio, Terang, Vaughn, Collins, Durbin, Perkins, Jansen, Danny Jansen, and Joey Ortiz.
Dan Jansen. Yeah,
you know, Monasterio is also in that mix. Like, they'll use their bench quite a bit, 7, 8, 9.
And the Cubs and Brewers have never faced each other in the playoffs. I like had to think about that for a second. Like, had they ever had a wild card? Had they ever had anything? The closest they had to it was, I guess, was it 2018 or 2020 where they had the one game?
18, it was the 163.
Right. So they had back-to-back losses. That's right. They had to go 163 with the Brewers.
And
they lose that
stupid game against the Rockies.
And that stupid game against Colorado. That was a horrible 1-2 punch. That was awful.
I hated that game
so
much.
I hated it too.
And, you know, it's funny. We talked to Jake Arrieta, and he was like, I kind of like, when he was off the mic with us, and he said, I kind of like the one game randomness. And I said to him, I'm like, yeah, because you'd be the guy on the mound.
You're the dude like, pitching.
You would be the guy pitching in that scenario. And he goes, well, it's kind of cool that it was like the 162 game season that came down to one game. The other thing Jake Arrieta said to us is, I'm thinking about changing my flight if they lose. And we were all like, yeah, change your flight. I guess he changed his flight now, didn't he?
He sang the stretch, didn't he?
Singing with Ryan Dempster. He sang the stretch.
He was in the clubhouse after the game with the celebration.
Who was really in the club last night was Daniel Palencia. Like, he wasn't in the clubhouse. That dude was in the club.
That guy was the club.
He was the club.
The club was him.
Mm-hmm.
He was dropping it like it was at least lukewarm. At least lukewarm.
He had beers in his goggles.
And then he was dancing
hard. He had beer
hard.
Goggles.
Yeah.
I saw that.
He's ready to party.
The headpiece was very interesting artwork.
Dude, that guy knows what's up.
That's how you do it.
It is. And it all gets started again tomorrow. Are you ready? Tomorrow is game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and Brewers from Milwaukee. The score's coverage begins with Inside the Clubhouse with David Haw and Bruce Levine from 9 to 11, followed by Showdown. Matt Spiegel's Hit and Run from 11 to 12:30. Which show will take supremacy in the battle? Then our official pregame coverage begins at 12:30 with first pitch at 1:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. And immediately following the postgame show, Judson Richards will have live reaction to game one right here on the score and the Odyssey app.
David Haw did say today during transition that Inside the Clubhouse is the premier baseball show. So.
Sounds like we have a battle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stir that pot, Mark. Stir that pot.
Hey, no, Haw stirred the pot. I'm just carrying on the word. I'm his manager.
You know who else made some declarations? Chuck Swirsky.
Oh no.
I have been told we need to hear from his post game show. So we will do that next on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And in our pre-show meeting today, Ryan Porth, our supervisor, just immediately stops and was like, "You have to listen to what Chuck said on the air when he did the post-game show." But he wouldn't tell us what it was, and we had to react live. So, everybody, let's do it.
Jay from South Bend, you're on 670 The Score. Jay, how are you doing? Jay, are you with us?
I'm good. Yeah, yep. I want to say, I'm here. I want to say hello to you, specifically Joe Bag of Donuts.
Joe Bag of Donuts,
really
there you go.
I want to say, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for a series win against the Brewers, and I'm hungry for donuts.
So am
the
I.
Brewers
yep.
are like a plain, unfrosted donut. It's fine, but nothing special. The Cubs' defense is like a delicious bear claw.
There you
the
go.
Pinnacle of donuts. Wouldn't be here without it. And Cubs' pitching is like a full box of donuts when
wow.
somebody brings them into work.
You're killing me.
They can beat you in a dozen ways.
Oh, man.
And when you get past the starters, when people have picked through the box, there's still some delicious Long Johns in the box.
What's your favorite donut, Jay?
I really like a sprinkle donut. Like, nothing fancy, but, you know, the sprinkles make me feel happy.
Okay, well, you're a happy man now, and I appreciate it. I'll go with the apple fritter or maybe a chocolate glazed because I love donuts. Maybe I could get in trouble for this, but I love Do-Right donuts. And I could go to Do-Right donuts every day of the week, but I have to work out because if I didn't work out, I'd probably weigh 400 pounds, and I do not want that to happen. We've got, the phone lines are just jammed. They want to talk Cubs baseball. They want to talk about the Brewers. They want to talk about my prediction of Cubs in five. I got some people thinking I'm nuts. That's true. They think I'm Joe Bag of Donuts. That's double true. But then there are some people who say, "Chuck, give it to the Brewers. They don't deserve it." Cubs in five. Back with more in a minute right here on the home of the Cubs. 50,000 watts of Major League Baseball power, 670 The Score.
It's like Clark Kent becoming Superman, Chuck Swirsky becoming right before our eyes, or our ears, if you would like. He becomes Joe Bag of Donuts.
Does he have to step into a phone booth for that, or is that just... take off a mask?
I think the collar helped. I think it's like it just develops, but it develops pretty quickly, you know.
50,000 watts of Major League Baseball power.
It's a powdered donut is what it is. You just tap the powder from the donut on him, and he becomes Joe Bag of Donuts.
Well, Chuck was a little quick to it yesterday because in like the eighth inning, he's like, "After this Cubs win, call us." And he's like, "Yeah, I said it." I'm like, "Chuck! Too soon, Chuck!
Oh, yeah.
Don't jinx that!"
What do you think he was thinking in the top of the ninth inning when everything was becoming a little close and tight?
I got to work out, but I want Do-Right Donuts. That's what I think he was thinking at that moment. What do I do? I don't understand.
Yeah, 847 has a good question. Would the Cubs not be here without the Bear Claw, or would Jay not be here without the Bear Claw? Donuts save lives, people.
What about Kyle Bear Claw? Wasn't there a pitcher? I believe there is a pitcher in Major League Baseball named Kyle Bearclaw.
Wow.
Yeah. That is something right there.
Did we have time to turn around the PCA? Did we get it? If we didn't, it's okay. I just need everybody to...
What, PCA from the locker room last night? PC sick A?
Inside the clubhouse. Kyle Bearclaw is I looked him up. He is a guy.
See?
Look at that.
You guys think I make this stuff up?
Bearclough.
Common spelling.
Oh,
very common.
Common spelling
like
for Bearclaw.
Like that's the Irish accent fascinates me because of all the letters, but then it creates a different sound. Yeah, listen to PCA on this social media video.
What's up, everybody? This is Pete Crow Armstrong. I got eye black on my chin.
Oh, let's go!
We just wanted to say hello from Wrigleyville. What's going on? That's what we got. More baseball to play. We appreciate you, Cubs fans. We appreciate you guys all around the states and the world watching. It is our pleasure to be able to go out there and play for you guys. So thank you so much.
Don't stop till you get it.
Everybody.
And the universe. And the solar system.
Can we talk about the background?
Where are you going with that, PCA? Yes, we can.
Can we talk about the background? You can do it. Put your back into it.
Don't stop. Get it.
That's real.
That's real.
That's real. You know what I was going to say?
I will.
I thought it was I will. Is it I will?
It's the second time through.
I got one right.
There's two refrains.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't
I
stop.
Will.
Get it.
That's real.
I only know one.
Don't
refrain.
Stop. Get it. Except for the second time. That
you can do it. Put your back into it.
Exactly. Yep. That's us. So, the old still listening to the hard music
going
and going to the clubs.
With a sports jacket on. I bet that looks good.
Your sports group.
Yeah. Sports group. My sports group.
Robbie, have you seen Next Friday?
Not at all.
Have you seen Friday?
No.
Please do.
There's
Please
so
do.
Many movies we have to watch as a team.
You are dismissed.
What about The Players Club?
No.
Have you seen any movies starring Ice Cube?
Anaconda, probably.
RV.
RV?
What? Did he do RV? No, I think that was someone else.
Are We There Yet is one.
Yeah, that's right. Children's
Are We There Yet.
I think RV is the
I didn't
rock.
Even watch that. I know that one.
Marshall, did you like Anaconda? I bet you did.
Anaconda was a fun ride.
Oh my goodness. Did you see that they're rebooting?
Oh, they're remaking Anaconda into a comedy.
Into a
Why?
Comedy.
What? What?
With Jack Black.
Yeah.
And who else? There's another co-star.
That's perfect for that movie.
It's Ben.
Jack
is it,
Black.
Hold on.
RV was Robin Williams.
Yeah, I beefed up on that one.
Your Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon. That's the truth.
I
Paul
don't
Rudd.
Think that's the
it's
movie.
Paul Rudd.
Oh, Paul it's not Rudd the music?
Paul Rudd and Jack Black are going to star in Anaconda. And the premise of this remake, I'm using air quotes here, is that they're going to film a sequel to Anaconda, I think, the actual movie Anaconda, and they go and things go awry because it's like a comedy, but also a thriller.
Sounds like they're trying a little bit. Well, no, they had, who was the female lead? It was
J-Lo.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Jenny from the Block.
What a low-key joke that is.
What?
J-Lo in general?
Wait,
no,
what?
Just the movie being called
Anaconda. Oh, I got you. I'm following.
Got no, it. Explain it. I don't know.
Yeah. Pretend like we're dumb. Explain it to us. Go ahead.
I hear Say we it. Have another show next.
Pretend like we're a 3-year-old.
Spiegel
explain
and
it to us.
Holmes are next on the score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.